Hey, it's Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I thought I would talk to you today about a strategy for meeting resistance when the resistance comes from people you trust or respect, people that you know and need to continue to work with. So this is not when you meet a problem with a stranger, but when you meet a problem with somebody that you need to continue to have a relationship with. And the first thing that happens when we run into resistance is that we feel almost like we have literally run into a door closing. Resistance takes us by surprise and it interrupts our thought and feeling patterns. And in that moment of interruption, we are confused and we need somewhere to go. Now, for human beings, the most natural state to move to is the one in the person who is close to you, the person you are giving attention. And so when we meet resistance, we kind of bump into the resistance. We get thrown off our own thoughts. And we pick up that state of resistance so that now we are pushing back. We all know this doesn't work very well. We end up in one of those conversations where two people are talking and no one is really listening or going anywhere. So here's a better strategy. Practice pattern interrupts. Practice when you are surprised, when you are literally interrupted. Instead of taking that moment and pivoting into rapport, into mirroring what you are seeing. Take that moment and slingshot your point of view out to the big picture. In NLP, this is sometimes called third position. It's the position where you get to see yourself in relationship to your other people and to your environment. And so you kick yourself out and you say, wow, give your head a shake, what just happened here? And you look around at the situation and this will allow you to shake off that sense of resistance, but it will also allow you to shake off the need to immediately go into rapport with the person who is resisting you. Out in third, you can notice some curiosity about what's going on here. And as you become curious, you can now wonder in a spirit of genuine curiosity, what just happened? What made this person resist? And because this is a person you work with or interact with or live with, a person that you want an ongoing relationship with, you can move from that sense of curiosity into what we call second position in NLP. You can pretend you are that person for the purposes of noticing motivation. What elements of motivation are at play here? Is this person working on a goal and you've somehow interrupted their pattern? Are they playing? Are they learning? What's going on? And then, with a sense of that, you can pop back into your own perspective in first, ready to make a suggestion, take an action that mirrors back not the resistance, but the motivation, so that you can get clear on what this person has energy for, what this person is doing, what priority is driving this person's response to you. And as you send back the motivation, now you are in a position where both of you, in order to connect, are willing to be motivated, to be capable of movement. So, to recap, you meet resistance. You get that little shock of surprise. You use the shock of surprise to slingshot you out into a big picture point of view. As you look at the entirety of the situation, you allow yourself to become curious about what is motivating and engaging the other party. And then you slip into first so you can feed back that motivation and figure out where the two of you can move next. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training.